the mother of nations, nurturer of great generations.
Hi, I am Empress Sharon Eam, bringing the truth of our stolen history. The mothership has landed. She is your modern-day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with Eyes Can See.
Mother of the universe,
you are the beautiful.
You're not what
queen.
They say.
You are the beautiful.
You're not a female doll.
Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone? Or should I say afternoon? How is everyone doing today? I'm glad to be back here again, another week for another broadcast of Eyes Can See. Give you more updated information on who we are as a people. You know, that is why Daddy God sent me to tell everyone about what is going on with us as a people. We need to know because there's no true pointers on who we are. You know, as far as they tell us, you came from Africa. Okay, Africa is a big old continent. What part did I come from? You came from this part, the west part. You came from that part. Okay, people of that land says, I'm not indigenous to that part. So exactly where did I come from? You know, there's always questions. What happened to our history? That's what I want to know. You know, we had a history and we have a past just like everyone else. So why is it that in history, we can't even find ourselves? What's up with that picture? We need to know exactly who we are. We need to know what happened to us. We do need to know what it was that got us in the position that we're in. We are the only people in the land who don't know where they came from. Seriously? I mean, out of all the people in the earth, you have only one group of people, you know, that is like this. Seriously, I don't understand that. But you know, we do have a Bible. You know, that Bible points the way. You know, give us something we can lay our finger on and say, hey, wait, this is me. It's talking about me. It's talking about my situation. Out of all the people on the earth, who else does this fit? Wow, this is about me. So, as we start to read and we start to study, then we can clearly see who the Word, the Bible, is talking about. We can understand. But before we really get into this conversation about who we are, what's going on, and my title, which is Gentile Rule, a Failing System, let's pray about this thing, that it be blessed, this message be blessed, and that it does something in the heart of the hearers, that it turns on that mind, it opens up the mind, that this knowledge is received. Okay, let's go in. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing me with this platform of truthradio.net. Thank you, Father, that I'm able to teach your word, that living word that is alive and that we are living out daily in our lives. Thank you, Father, that your knowledge come forth. You said, you put that specialness down in your children. You gave us a spiritual eye which is in the center of our brains, is called a third eye. It is the pineal gland. Then you blessed us with the melanin in our skin. Thank you, Father, for this God key. Thank you, Father, that it is the thing that separates us from the rest. That it is the thing that will awaken us to who we are, who you sent into the earth. Thank you, Father, that our understanding and knowledge will come as to who we are and whose we are and what is yet to still happen to us. A celebration of Jubilee 2019. Thank you, Father, for this knowledge and this information going forth. May it bless the ears of the hearer and open up the hearts and the minds to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now, let's get on with this word. And good morning, good afternoon, Mark Stubblefield, James Oliver, and Ira Phillips, and everyone else who has come and to hear, who have come to hear the word of the Lord today that he's given me for such a time as this. As I said, Gentile rule, a felon system. We can see the evidence of a system crashing, y'all. You can see this system. It's crashing around us. It's, you know, the most powerful office in land is under criminal investigation. Come with me. Be that watchman on the wall. Look and see. Look at the landscape of everything. Let's look and see where we are in time, in present time. Let's see what our political landscape is. Let's see what life is that is affecting us. Come on with me. And let's open this thing up for our understanding to see what is happening and piece ourselves into where we are and how soon, you know, that our Jubilee 2019 is upon us, y'all. Let's look at these signs. Let's look at what the future is showing, what everyday present life is showing us, what the future is trying to tell us. Okay, lies are being exchanged for the truth, y'all. The Bible said it would be this way. Come on, scripture in the Bible saying this. And I laugh at the fact that some of y'all say the Bible ain't true. Okay, let's watch it prove itself. Let's watch it come to life as we walk this thing out, because it already has. It's proven itself every day, y'all. So, as I was watching, you know, I watch CNN a lot. I watch MSNBC a lot. You know, I like to keep up with what's going on the political climate, because we have a president who is in charge with a juvenile mindset that has a "I'm gonna prove to you who I am" attitude, you know, and he don't care who he hurts trying to prove anything. So we going along for this ride. But you know what, y'all? We really ain't a part of this ride that the Gentiles are leading right now. We're at the end of a thing. That's what the Bible says. Esau is the end of a thing. Jacob is the beginning. We Jacob, y'all, whose name had been changed to Israel. Know who we are so you can know what is happening with us. Now, I was looking at, we had Kellyanne Conway on Como on CNN, y'all. And she was trying her hardest, y'all, to make Como look, I mean, you know, believe her lies. Seriously, because the president said it. Is she truly serious? What? Our eyes cannot see what is truly going on. You got to feed us your form of your altered reality, calling it truth. When we start exchanging a lie for the truth, y'all, when we go, come on now, wait a minute. Do the president think just everybody see the things the same way as his base? You know, his base is only a small minority, even though his base is a really, really, really dangerous, dangerous part of our society, because they believe, they include the church, but the evangelical church, who don't have the same understanding as the black church. There's a difference. The pictures have been changed. All of our legacy, the biblical characters in the Bible, were black like you and me, y'all. Hair and skin, black like you and me. But when we fell as a people, history was changed. Those characters became white. That's in the word too. By my book. You'll find it in my book. I tell you exactly where to go look for it. I don't want to give you the wrong scripture. There's so many scriptures I have to remember. That in my book, I have to know these scriptures, you know? So sometimes when I'm thinking fast on my feet, I can tend to get these scriptures mixed up. So by my book, these scriptures are there to teach you what has happened to us, how biblical characters were changed to look, to make you think that they were of a race to get us all off and to make the world look at this thing confused. You know, all this time for 400 years, we've been taught that these biblical characters were white, Caucasian. Well, that's under Gentile rule, everybody. That's Gentile rule. Gentile rule teaches you that the biblical characters are Caucasian, that they are Esau. That is not true. They are Jacob. They are black like you and me. That's a difference. If you don't see it that way, you cannot begin to identify you in the Bible. You cannot, but then when you read, that should wake you up. Now, when you read the Bible, it should wake you up as to what the words are saying. Let's just take Luke 21 and the chapter of Luke in 21. You know, around verses 12, how it tells you about the escape that God's people had to make leaving Jerusalem, leaving Judea. Back in the time of 70 AD. Now, if you read that and you see, it was saying that Rome, that's Esau. It says Rome became one. No, Esau became one with Chittim, you all. So if they became one with Chittim, they are Caucasian. They mingled with Japheth's seed. So you have to look at the Table of Nations, the map in the back of the book of the Table of Nations, then you can pinpoint what nationality of people came from whom. That's what Daddy God did for me. He took me in that Bible, in the map, in the back called the Table of Nations to show whose seed belonged to who. How Esau belonged to Japheth. Now, he was Shem, but he became Japheth when he became one with Chittim. And that's how the biblical characters became something other than us. We can't identify ourselves. It's so much confusion. But God said he ain't a part of all that confusion. He put it in the word for us to find it. So just know who you are. Know how to identify yourself in this word. Read this word. Like I said, Luke 21, chapter 21. It tells you about our escape over the mountains, how we had to go through Esau's territory, how they killed us, how they told on us, how they held us captive, how they just didn't treat us right, man. They are progenitors, twin, brother. They are relatives. They didn't treat us right. And the word says so in Ezekiel 35. It tells you what's going to happen to them. because of the way they treated us, leaving up out of our land, fleeing for our lives, going into the rest of the part of Africa. We were running into the central parts, into the western parts, into the southern parts. We ran wherever we could to get away from Rome's control. We ran for our lives. And then, check it out. I know I'm getting far away from what I was talking about, Kellyanne, but I want to make this point. Thing is, when we ran into them lands, the Bible also tell you that God is not happy, that he's going to pay those who parted God's land, the continent, the whole continent of Africa. They even separated the Middle East and renamed it the Middle East like they renamed us. That's why you don't know who you are. You're confused. You don't know who you are. They renamed you. They stole us and they renamed us. Just like they renamed the Middle East from where we came from. Don't y'all see how this thing go hand in hand together? Don't y'all see how they tell you different things and disguise the truth? They make it like an Alice in Wonderland, put it down the rabbit hole, make it into the matrix where we can't see what has happened. Dig for the truth. It's there. You'll find it. You gonna find it. He said so. He revealed it to me. That's why I can reveal it to you all. But just to know whose rule you're under, who has power in the land, it is why by this I design. This is Satan's kingdom. This is his dying generation called Gentile rule we are living in. It is all ending. And as I was saying, Kellyanne Conway was on television trying to tell Como, Andrew Como, I mean, is that his name? Well, anyway, the younger Como who has his television show, y'all know which one I'm talking about on CNN, who has his television show. He had her on as a guest, and she just got a force, a lie down his throat as the truth. Are you kidding me? Because the president's said it. That's his earmark. That's what he do. He lies. That's how you can know his character. Didn't God teach? Hey, wait a minute. Ain't this thing based off of truth of when you're being taught as a child, being reared by your parents to know right from wrong? Don't this start from that point that we're taught what's right from wrong? How you just gonna tell me that I'm going to believe, I got to believe a lie? No, we're not that gullible. We're not those people who you have as your base, Mr. President. No, we're not those people. You, Kellyanne Conway, you cannot force lies down our throat, telling us a lie is the truth. We ain't receiving that one. We are not goyim. We are not cattle. We are not just something that you could just tell something to and we're dumb as sheep just to believe just because you said it, because you in power, because you the president, you the highest officer in the land. What that mean, huh? Hitler was the highest officer in the land. Look what he did to his people. What? We supposed to be like the people that fell for Hitler's mess? No. No. But I'll tell you something that I believe about this president of the United States of America. I believe by him having such a juvenile mindset, that before he gives his family members up to go do any time, he will start a war. That's just how petty he is. And he's put us all in a bad situation that lives in America. Being the bully, he went around telling all the nations what America was going to do and what America's not going to do. He said who he's going to support and who he's not going to support. He says America first. Then he came within this country and his base that actually helped put him in office are those who don't want us here. They want to go back 400 years and put us in bondage. Come on now. Come on now. Seriously? How far do you think that's going to go? We all need to read the Word, the Bible, to hear and understand. This was a 400-year curse, Kellyanne. This is a 400-year curse. President 45, Donald Trump. It's only for 400 years. We're at the end. The president needs to remember that he signed a bill, H.R. 1242, which commemorates 400 years of African-American achievements here in America. So, don't that confirm scripture that says Genesis 15, 13 through 14, Acts 7, 6 through 7, that says we will be sojourners in a land, strangers, y'all, in a land, 400 years, in a land abused, mistreated, enslaved, 400 years. Before God brings us out, he will visit them. Then we come out with great substance. That leads us into Isaiah 60 and 5, which says the forces of the Gentiles will be laid at our feet. Come on now, y'all. Even Isaiah 60, and I believe it's 8 through 12, it tells you how we're leaving this land. Yes, we're going to leave this land. We're not going to be forced out of this land. We're going to leave because we're going to want to leave because something is better waiting for us, like our inheritance. We have to go and gain our inheritance. You have to go claim your inheritance. And to do that, you must leave this land. This land is under punishment. It's all in the Bible. Read the apocryphal books. Buy my book. I tell you all what is happening and why. The Bible tells you all what is happening and why. All you have to do is read. But getting back to why Gentile rule is failing. The White House is delusional. They pretend as if we don't see what they are doing. Like everything is fairy, like they sprinkle fairy dust over everybody and we just, okay, whatever the president says, we go for it. No, it's not that time. We don't have to do that. We stand for truth. We do not stand for lies. We do not stand for people who want to rule our lives. That is wrong. You won't let the caravan people in. You start a war in your country. You start a war outside of your country. Come on. How stupid do you think the American public is? Wow. This is getting deep. It is all lining up. I told you all, this is coming to a head. A spring of 2019. That is magical time for us. This is nothing to be afraid of. This is just another timing change that we are experiencing. As you see, things are lining up. You know, you have a Russian being tried in our government system pleading guilty. She pled guilty. The lady pled guilty, y'all. But she pretty much gonna get off because if she's extradited back to her country or Russia, Putin say he don't know why they persecuting the lady. She ain't do nothing wrong. So come on. This is all their clique. This is a part of their clique. Things are lining up, you all. And America's being put in a trick bag. The president is putting everybody in a precarious situation. But you have to reap what you sow. The president is talking, just doing a lot of this. He wants to be the head chief. Well, he is the head chief in charge, but he wants to do it as if he's an authoritarian figure, such like a Hitler. That's not working. That mojo don't work. That mojo separates. That mojo, bring a devastation. It don't work. We got to use something different. If America is to stand, which I don't see her standing, because if we had the end of a thing and it was already foretold what would happen, then I don't see her standing like this. She's done too much. Now she has to reap the things that she has sowed. So these are things that are lining up to show you the way. It is like a spotlight showing you the way of what is happening, why it is happening. And just like the Bible says, the Bible is alive. It is fulfilling itself. We are walking it out every day that we are alive in this earth. Again, I tell you all, we are spirit beings, spirit inhabiting a flesh body, having a natural experience. We're having a natural experience in these earth suits. Lose this earth suit, we go back to being spirit. So in saying that, we still have spiritual laws that are in effect that governs our lives. Springtime, Hebrew year, 5779, the year of birth and the year of the snake. Baby, are these a bunch of snakes we talking about? What a snake do? A snake bites you. I don't care how you try to pet that snake, feed that snake. You know, if the snake is sick, you try to nurse the snake back to life. Who do a snake like that? When that snake turned around and bite you, he said, didn't you know I was a snake? This is my nature. Come on now, y'all. Know where we are. Know who we dealing with. Know what this time period is that we are living in. You have God's children. We are that children, you all, under a punishment that is soon to end. They are Satan's children, snakes, reptiles. A lot of you have heard about the snakes and the reptiles. Y'all know about snakes from everyday, you know, dealings in your own lives. Come on. Some of y'all are snakes. Come on. We can all point to some snakes in our lives. We can point to the snakes around us, those that don't mean us any good, politically and among ourselves, in the society we live in, and in our own households. You better know this thing is spiritual. We are spiritual people. Man, our magical time is soon upon us. I wanted to read you guys, you know, what the prophets are saying, because I want to uplift you and I want to give you a word of encouragement. But generally, the words that are coming forth in the church today, the church think it is for them. They don't include us, because they don't see us as God's children. They think they have replaced God's children. They think they have replaced the Jews. Well, the Jews ain't us, no way, y'all. They not us. So they're in error. When I say the evangelicals, they are in error, thinking they have replaced the church. In their scripture, is it their scripture in the Bible that speaks about those that who call themselves replacing Israel, the true vine that was cut out? Come on, read those scriptures. Read my book. Buy my book. All of this is in Trees of Righteousness by Empress Im Sharon on Amazon. Read my book. I revised it and renewed the cover as well. So we have a brand new cover for my book, as well as more content that I included in my book. But before I get to what the prophets are saying, I also want to let you know a purge is going on in this world, you all, in different parts of this world. You have to know what is going on, how it is affecting us. A purge is going on, and this earth is dying. Our earth we living in, we're not in power, we're not in control. So pollution that's being allowed to pollute the water, the earth, the ground, man, that produces our food, the air we breathe, the water we drink, it's all polluted. It's dying. It's like Avatar, y'all. These movies are not made for just, you know, just for entertainment. Come on. You have to do some association. We are all connected. We're all connected to this earth. This earth is alive. And she is dying. She is dying. Because she's not being respected. She's not being nurtured. She's not being taken care of. She's moaning and groaning. She's awaiting for us to be revealed. We are to be revealed, you all. That's what Isaiah 60 and 1 and 2 says. Arise and shine, for thy light has come. Thy light has risen upon thee. Thy light shines on thee. That third act. Arise and shine. We are to be revealed. So know our time is coming. All of this is not just for nothing. We had to go through this because Daddy God put inside of us vessels of light. That light that will burst forth from our foreheads, the same light that's within our bellies. It rises up out of us, just like the word do. Rises up out of us, like a sword in our mouth. But this word, this light rises up inside of us and comes forth, bursts forth out of our foreheads. Mothership rising. Come on, y'all. Arise and shine for that light of our eye. Our spiritual eye illuminates, lets know who we are. This earth, before she was separated, was called Pangea. Pangea is dying, y'all. Pangea can't maintain. Even though that's not her name today, because like during the Tower of Babel, she was splintered. God divided her. That was in the day of Peg Leg. Read the Bible. That information is in there too. That's in the day that the earth was separated. Come on now, y'all. She splintered into different nations, different continents. And the Gentiles have gone everywhere and removed the ecosystems, the trees that makes up the ecosystem, that have all the indigenous life, that it supports all of the precious life that God created upon the earth. the rare species in the earth. They destroy because they want to build condos everywhere. Seriously? We got to live everywhere? Seriously? You got to put up condos everywhere? Destroy everything? You got to pollute the water, pollute the land, pollute the earth, pollute everything? Seriously? Is everything about money? Is everything about capitalism? Come on, yo. We not that type of people. We connected to this earth. We are spiritual. Daddy God put inside of you that God key, that spiritual eye, and this melanin. The skin that I'm in, melanin, along with that God key, gives us that spiritual advantage in the earth. We are spiritual people first. Know who we are. Know that you are a vessel of living water, living light. You are the kingdom of God. You transform into the kingdom of righteousness. Those of us who was raised to know right from wrong. Those of us who believes in Daddy God and his son Jesus, who is the first fruit of from among us. He the first fruit from among us, look like us in hair and skin. Skin I'm in. Yeah, Jesus looks like us. His name is Yeshua. He walked the earth just like you and me are today. Just know our time is coming. How am I looking on my time? Okay, so I'm going to get into this word, let's go to this one called A New Mandate to Be Bold and Courageous. It's by Cameron King from Monroe, Georgia. He can be reached on his website, www.royalperspectives.com. Let's see what Cameron King is saying. He says, now this is, let me remind you, this is for the church, but the church don't see us. So apply it diligently to us because it is talking about us. So let's dive into this word. The body of Christ is moving into a season where the Lord is will challenge us to do greater feats for him than we've ever done before. The Holy Spirit is continually challenging his people to stand boldly in the culture, attempt new things, move in new arenas with spiritual gifts, and proclaim his word. As revival comes, this continual challenge by the Holy Spirit to do great feats will intensify. The transformation of the coming revival into awakening will be partly dependent upon spirit-filled believers doing great exploits for him outside the church. Our mandate is intensifying. As revival begins to manifest, more and more of the intensity of our call to the marketplace, education, institutions, the arts, and every other segment of society will increase. I'm not saying the Lord is calling us to reckless leap of faith, but to a combination of faith and wisdom that the church has never known in times past. The Lord is calling multitudes of Daniels who will demonstrate supernatural wisdom and power within the Babylon in which they live and work. For some readers, the Lord is calling you to change fields. The great feats to which he is calling you are within another profession. The Holy Spirit is summoning some to move from one arena of operation to another. For others, you're remaining in the same field. But the Spirit is calling you to change what culture you will practice in within that field. This may require you to move your business to the other side of town or even a move to the other side of the earth. There will be a newer cross-cultural element to your profession. Even as I write this, I hear the Lord saying, I am calling many of my servants to the emerging markets to bring the development of my kingdom to earth and to create wealth that will be used for my purposes. No matter what change the Lord is calling you to, or what context the Lord has appointed you to serve by doing great exploits, there is certainly one challenge you will face, and that will be dealing with our fear. Our call to do great exploits will be challenging, require great planning, necessitate a sharp learning curve, and will be high risk. Woo, let me put my hand up for that one, y'all. That be me. Mm-hmm. This learning curve is sharp. Wow. And I know a lot of you are probably experiencing the same thing too. Yeah. Some readers are preparing to retire. I just want to encourage you by saying, don't retire from the work of the kingdom. You are not marginal to the church or to the coming move of God. Now is the time to use your gifts like never before. Now is the time to go on mission trips, volunteer and mentor young men and women. Use this time to be about the Father's business. Your exploits are not finished. Do I have what it takes to do this? This challenge to have faith outside the four walls of the church will cause us to face new fears that we've never had to face before. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to have to accept that Black people are Daddy God's chosen people. It's about your heart. It's about your heart. It's a heart matter. Who do you love? Do you love because of the skin? Because of a skin color? Hmm. Is this skin I'm in keeping you from the kingdom? Hmm. Wow, this is the time to get it straight. Spring is almost here, y'all. The challenge, the magnitude, the risk, the initial discomfort, and the change will be so great that those considered fearless will say, yes, do I have what it takes to do this? This is not fear of the demonic or the physical harm, but this is of the fear of failure. This is the fear of loss due to great risk. This isn't the fear that God will not come through, but the fear that His equipping in us is not complete. In spite of the fact that the Holy Spirit is saying, I prepared you for such a time as this. He's prepared you for such a time as this. Wake up, Jacob. Your name is Israel. Wake up, church. And know, Israel is being born. We're coming to life into a new nation. That be us, y'all. As I was thinking about this reality the Lord was showing me, I began to be reminded of the encounter that my oldest daughter had when she could barely speak. My oldest living daughter, Abby, from birth, has shown signs of unusual prophetic calling. She's only 7 now. She and her twin sister were born shortly after we lost our oldest daughter in a tragic car accident in 2010. Heart goes out to you. We were hit by the drug dealers driving under the influence. Wow. I don't have time to go into the details of the immense darkness we were catapulted into, but just know that it was a reality of dark season for us. Courage means that God's not scared, y'all. So have that courage. Be bold as a lion. Have that courage. God ain't scared. We better not be scared neither. Okay? One morning, as we got our twins out of the crib, Abby tells us that a man came in their room last night. We were interested in what she had to say, but we were expecting her to tell us something imaginary. Then she told us that the man gave her a message to pass on to us. Our interest suddenly piqued, and we asked, what was the message? She said the man told her to tell us, courage means that God's not scared, y'all. He ain't scared. No. We knew this was God because this kid could barely talk. We knew naturally she couldn't come up with such a profound idea on her own. Remember, she's just a baby, y'all. 7 years old. Come on now. As my thoughts drifted from the memory, I felt the Lord wanted me to pass this message on to those who are currently being challenged by the Holy Spirit and to those that will be challenged to step out, make transitions, and do great exploits. This message talking to me, y'all, too. Woo, I receive it. Mm-hmm. When the Lord calls you to make that leap of faith, that step of faith, and you're faced with natural fear and you need confidence to move forward, remember this. Courage means that God's not scared. I tuck that in my heart. God ain't scared. You may not feel confident, but he does. He does. He may not feel ready. You may not feel ready because God ready, y'all. Yet he has prepared you. Sharon, I'm talking to you. Talking to myself, y'all. Take that step of faith because you are called for such a time as this. Know this. You called for such a time as this. Woo-hoo! Hey, Jacob, wake up. Your name is Israel. Jacob, wake up. Your name is Israel. Better know who you are. This was by Cameron King, A Royal Perspective. I like that word he gave. That word was awesome. It fits us too. It fits all of us who are believers, who know Daddy God is coming, y'all. How's my time? I'm good. All right, so we're going to do another one. Let's do this one that says, you have passed the test, y'all. You have passed that test, y'all. Okay, this is by Ben Lim, Los Angeles, California. And you can reach Lim. Let's see. Lim had a lot of pages. You can reach Lim, and he's a senior pastor at His Way Life Church. And his I'll give you his email. It's BenjaminLim, LIM6@gmail.com. Okay, so let's see what Lim has to say. The Lord began speaking to me about a week ago, saying loud that you have passed the test. All right now, y'all. You have passed the test. I declare to you, church, you have passed the test. The test is over. So many people have just endured the greatest trials and warfare of their lives. This is because there is a great reward that is coming. So many have gone through the most grotesque and heinous attacks on their integrity and character in the last season. However, the Lord is now turning things around. The bitterness is turning sweet, and you are crossing over into the promised land. The Lord is anointing you not to die, not to die out in the wilderness, but to walk out and through. Walk through it, y'all. Walk out of it, y'all. You will not die, but you shall live. Got that? You shall live. You shall not walk through and be scathed. Ain't nothing gonna touch you. Ooh, ah! gonna fall right up off both of you, y'all. Daddy God said we gonna come through the fire without being burnt. Ain't even gonna have no little smoke on us. Mm-mm. Woo, we come through, y'all. The Lord is distinguishing his church with a fire that cannot be extinguished. Got a fire inside of us. I told you we lights, lights, and living vessels, y'all. We lights. We got lights within inside of us. It can't be extinguished. That fire, and for the church as well. You got a fire down inside of you. Can't be extinguished. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you over. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. You hear this? You get this? This is Daddy talking to you. You, and you. Mm-hmm. That be me. That clue me too. He says, I declare over you, the test is over. The test is over. The test is over. Breaking the cycles through submission. At the same time, I saw that we are living in the days where man-made forms and agendas will fall. They falling, y'all. But I declare over you, who you've been found faithful. You've been found faithful, tried and true. His voice is leading you through. All right? You shall pass over breaking the cycles. Them cycles of that 400 years. So God is wanting to move us from glory to glory, but we must be willing to submit. You cannot have glory without submission. Gotta submit, y'all. Can't go through this thing being like this. You know, like you think you're just gonna do it your way. Go through, you know, with this filthy attitude, with no attitude of praise, you know, no attitude of thankfulness, no gratefulness. Come on. No, we can't be a bully going through this. No, we doing this in love. You cannot have resurrection glory without death. You must die daily. You must die to yourself so that every single habit, thought pattern, and cycle of pride and carnality. You know that thing that separates you from God? That you think you get it all right? You think that, you know, well, I don't do nothing wrong. You know, you think you self-righteous? That's that carnality. Yeah, that's self-righteousness. Yeah. Will be broken off of you in Jesus' name. No longer will you go around and around the merry-go-round of Christianity, struggling with a certain sin or sickness for years and decades. No longer will you struggle with broken relationships and destructions of generations, four generations. The Lord is bringing deliverance to you. The Lord is bringing healing to you in Jesus' name. The continual cycles of broken relationships, slander, and gossip stops now. Receive your healing. The curse is broken. And the cycle is destroyed. Your season of wandering around and around the mountain for 40 years or 400 years, y'all, is now. It is time for you to enter the promised land. You will not die in the wilderness. The wilderness is not your home. It is not your home. The glory of the Lord is. The wilderness is not where you belong. The land of milk and honey is. The Lord will cause you to possess the fat of the land. The wilderness is the place where little boys will turn into men. Got that, y'all? Where children turn into spiritual giants. Woo-hoo! And slaves. They say slaves turned into worshipers. Really, y'all? No. Let's remove that slave turned into worshiper myth and put it like this. That captivity for us, that was for 400 years, baby. We turn into the nation. Woo! We rise into the nation. On this thing, it says, and slaves turn into worshipers. Okay, we're going to erase that mess. Yeah, who the slaves, y'all? They're a 400 years too late with this term. We ain't slaves no more. We the royal children, but we just in a fallen state right now. Wow, you know, we come back around. Ha! Yeah, we do. But facing the wilderness, the Lord wants you to willingly walk through the wilderness as the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness in Matthew 4:1. You cannot be like Jesus without facing the wilderness. You cannot have the greater glory without willingly choosing to drink of his cup of suffering. That 400 years, y'all, that cup of suffering, which produces pure gold. You can't have the pure gold, can't be the light within our belly, y'all, without that 400 years suffering. Come on, y'all. This thing, hey, it all works together. God works all things together for our good. The Lord will give you his new wine, but it is possessed through the process of the pressing. The Lord is pressing the wine. He will not die in the, you will not die in the wilderness, church. You will not die in the wilderness, children of the descendants of the children of Israel. You ain't dying in no wilderness. We coming through this 400 years. Shining like pure gold. You will not die in the midst of all the trials and tribulations. You will not be left behind in the agony of the garden. The Lord is your defender. And when you walk through the tests and trials of life, the Lord will speak on your behalf. It is finished. I believe what just happened with the Supreme Court is a prophetic sign to this generation. And the Most High has spoken. The Supreme Court has spoken. When God speaks, it is done and it is finished. The jurisdiction of heaven will nullify every false word, falsely spoken curse, and every vex and hex in Jesus' name. The gavel is smashing the idols. The power of God is destroying the false stature of Nebuchadnezzar and dragon. The anointing is breaking the yoke. Every yoke of religion and Jezebelic soul tie be broken off of you in Jesus' name. Your prayer and your prophetics are, your prophecies are working. Your purity is being honored and your pressing through is blessing you. Do not give up, church. Do not give up. Children, descendants of the children of Israel, though you have gone through the greatest hellish warfare of your life, do not give up. The Lord is causing. The Lord is going to cause you to pass, and you will pass the test and be confirmed. You have really already passed the test, y'all. Yes, you have. You cannot have glory without submission, and you cannot have resurrection with glory without death. So, we, Africans of the diaspora, have passed the test. 400 years completed of the curses of Deuteronomy 28:15-68. Actually, the test of the church has not yet happened. The church still has to go through, y'all, because you have to be, take those evangelicals. They don't even love us. So, and there are many more people in the church. They rather sit down and be silent about our mistreatment than to stand and say, no, that is wrong. When we're being killed, hands up in the air. The scripture says Satan is what is he doing to the saints? He is wearing out the saints. Yeah, sometimes I go there, you know, I lose words. Forgive me for that one. But Satan is wearing out the saints. So the church is sitting back, being quiet. They're not raising their voice. They're not saying anything. No, you're wrong. Don't do that. These are the children of God. Even if they don't even see that we're the children of God, they still haven't spoken up and said anything against our atrocities, our afflictions. I told you what the bread of adversity means. Walking out our everyday existence, being black in the land of America, walking out our existence in this skin that we're in. Hair and skin that we're in. That's our curse in the land for 400 years. So if the church will have to go through, they have to come out as pure gold just like we do. What I mean, come on. No, you get nothing. I just read. You can't get something for nothing. You have to show that you are a part of God's children. So I'm leaving you with that. And please visit www.EmpressEmSharon.com for more information about my upcoming events, about my book, to purchase my book, to purchase my music, War Cry. You can hear War Cry by Empress Em Sharon on YouTube. So check me out and give me some feedback on what you think about my book and what you think about my music. Until next week, goodbye for now. Blessings. Okay, we're done with this broadcast. And I'll leave you with much love, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Blessings.